Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You've come to the show Edge of Truth. My name is Will Gable, along with Sharon Quinn. Really glad you're all with us again today. Our guest call-in number is 619-789-4304. 619-789-4304. You can call in. We put you on the phone tree, and our chat room is open for you. Bring your ideas, opinions, questions there. So again, the guest call-in is 619-789-4304. So today we decided to have more of a open conversation with you about different things that you want to talk about. Our show is an open-ended conversation invitation about truth. So that could probably encompass a lot of things, obviously. So if you have any questions or opinions, ideas, want to get in on the show, 619-789-4304. And again, the chat room is open.
Can you hear me?
So Sharon's having technical difficulties.
You still can't hear me?
Okay. And so she's going to be coming in here in a minute. So whatever you want to get into here today, we had some pretty interesting conversations with people yesterday doing a network chiropractic up in Edmond. I had a lot of different people, a lot of different conversations up there about what was going on with themselves. Very interesting. So Sharon, how are you today?
I'm doing quite well, and good morning, everybody. So glad to be here today on the Edge of Truth. The reason we opened up for conversation is it turns out that there are a lot of people who are really thinking very strongly about how to bring their spirit life into a very alive relationship with themselves and with others. And as a result, they're really beginning to recognize and question what they have been taught and how things have been taught to them in regards to, is this really working? And how is this supposed to be working? And really struggling with a lot of the ideas of blind faith, which for a long, long time, I mean thousands and thousands of years actually, people have just taken for granted. And it's still, people are still working with that, and they're really priding themselves on being able to have all this faith. But another part of them is signaling them that somehow it's not very satisfying. So what's missing? Something's wrong with this whole idea. And it's that which we wanted to open up the mic today, because it's time for us to have a conversation where we stop guessing about the answers to our questions. And we start getting answers that are not just what we think and what we've memorized from spiritual books or people who have been studying theology and giving us as the lowdown, so to speak. If we'll think about it, we really don't want just a really good theorized lowdown, do we? We would rather have the lowdown from somebody who has been experiencing what they're talking about. Now, when it comes to bringing your spirit into everyday life as an actuality rather than as a practice or as a theory, well, therein lies that huge gap that we seek to close. And yet most people aren't even really questioning what I just said. What I was noticing when we were in the store at the event the other day is how many people, when I started just mentioning to them, so many of their questions were coming from theory, a wide variety of theories, even though they're interpretations of the Bible and different religions have different theories. The idea that different religions have different theories in itself makes a thinking person sit back and go, whoa. Why are there all these different ideas? I mean, if the truth is the truth, How can it be right in one religion, wrong in another? Something is odd in that configuration. And you have the right, you have the obligation as a thinking person, actually, to explore that very anomaly, because it is a blip on the radar of continuity, consistency, and coherency. You deserve to have consistency, constancy, and coherency with truth, which means truth being eternal shouldn't be changing all the time. The fact that it's changing all the time is our signal, is our warning sign, is our red flag, is our signal that's basically trying to get our attention and saying, something is not right here. You need to stop, explore these ideas a little bit, and stop just running down this path that this is where everything is going. And that's really a good thing to even notice this. It's a little disturbing, and a lot of people don't want to go down there because life is pretty darn busy. And then they start thinking, oh my God, I got to start thinking about these other things. And if I start worrying about myself in relationship to my spiritual self, to God, to presence, to truth, that's scary. Do I have the time to discover maybe I'm not well connected? Well, that nobody wants to deal with that idea. I mean, the mere fact that I said it might have a lot of you shivering if you're honest with yourself and going, ooh, that question bothers me. It should bother you. But it's not really as scary as it appears, because that scariness to not explore it, is the decision we make. And therein lies the rub. While it feels scary to explore it, that is the only way to open the door. If you don't open the door, you're going to stay trapped where you're at, which means you still have distance and separation between you and that eternal truth you really need to have. Frankly, you can have all the money in the world. Frankly, you can go to every cool thing that there is that's being presented as an event around the city or around the world where you are, and it's irrelevant from your eternal perspective, the part of you that is real, because you are not having the only thing that really, really, truly matters, and that's the truth. Because until you have the truth, everything, and I mean literally everything, gets tainted to some degree, distorted, somehow is not going to be accurately what it needs to be. So you'll be living, in essence, some percentage of lie. I'm going to say that again. If you do not explore, do not open the door, you stay in your comfort zone, even though you got little niggling signals that are telling you there's something wrong with that box you're in, so to speak, and behind that door that you're not wanting to open, but sneaking little lights under it. If you do not pursue that, you will continue to live a lie. Is that what you really want? Is that serious enough of a clarity for you to sit back and work up the courage to at least start asking questions, to start having conversations, to start considering what's on the other side of that door? I say it's worth everything. It's worth your eternity. It is literally the very beginning of how you come to true and everlasting happiness. Happy, 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 happy. It's everywhere. Everybody's advertising. Get this to be happy. Do this to be happy. Whatever. It's all transient. It comes, it goes. It comes, it goes. Because it's all dealing with what's inside that box. And it keeps you distracted. And it keeps you pursuing something that can never give you that long-term, eternal peace of mind you're looking for, because it's on the other side of the door. Now, how do I know this? I'm not talking from theory. I'm talking from having had an after-death experience in which I remain totally conscious of shifting consciousness from human, mortal awareness to infinite spirit awareness. There was no lag. There was no where confusion, where am I running down a tunnel of light or doing any of that stuff. I had clarity of connection through the transition. I also knew I had done it thousands of times. And quite frankly, I also knew I hadn't done what I came here to do this time. And that is the same thing we all come here to do, is to get out of that box, get connected with the eternal truth, so that we can make a shift and a change in this lifetime, so that when we do die at the end of this lifetime, we get beyond the wheel. We get beyond the mortality cycles. We get beyond the mind, and we merge with our eternal self, which is eternal happiness. We are an asset of God, and there is no way, except in hell, and life has become hell, in which God could ever plan for you to have pain and suffering, going to teach you a lesson, any of that stuff. That's all pure crap. That's all ego all ego distortions. They're all ego imaginings of how to deal with what's going on here in life, and to put a good label on it, to put a motivational label on it, to put a I can accept this and move on kind of label on it. Truth of the matter is, it's crap. It's outright crap, and it keeps you mucked up. Now, if you want to stay there and you're happy to be there, then what I'm talking about, coming from the awareness of spirit, and the awareness of spirit is called gnosis. It's a knowing. Spirit doesn't imagine, am I one with the Creator? Am I good? No. Your essence, your spirit, your eternal self is one with God, recognizes that, and knows you're good. May be having difficulty figuring out how to hang on to it while you're in life, being assaulted by all this stuff going on. That's a whole different issue. But before we can even deal with that issue, we need to come back to the original issue in awareness, is you have to get in touch with the eternal truth that unifies all religions, because truth is a unifier. Truth is, was, and always will be truth. It doesn't change. It's not willy-nilly. It's not preferential. It's all-inclusive. I'm going to say that again. It's all-inclusive. That is huge. I mean huge. Think about it. Why do you want, and why are you willing to deal with something that's partial? A piece of a fragment of a truth. If, for example, if we were building a jigsaw puzzle, and in many ways we are in our life, but let's say I just bought you a puzzle and I gave it to you for Christmas, and you open this thing up and you put it on the table, and there's like 20, 30 pieces missing. By the time you really struggle and struggle and struggle and try to put that dang puzzle together, and then eventually realize when you're done, there's a good big gaping holes in this puzzle. You don't even know how many pieces are missing unless you sit down and start counting what the box is, was the number. You would begin to be upset and realize what a frustrating task that was. It's not fun trying to put together a puzzle that you can never complete. That's your situation behind the door that feels comfortable, that you're afraid to open, that gets you beyond your current belief systems. If you have a belief, if you have to be functioning from theory, you're in the mind. You are functioning from within the ego mind, period. Think about it. What is your spirit, your eternal presence? Why would it have theories about itself? It knows itself. That's the part of you that keeps tapping you on the shoulder, inside your heart, going, who am I? Who am I really? Why am I here? Why was I born? That's your spirit trying to cut through all the interference and all the garbage that your ego mind is setting out and saying, no, I'm this human being. I'm this mortal person. And, you know, I'm this personality. And I'm this ego. And I have all these challenges, and I have all these beliefs and I have all these fears that I'm overcoming and I'm making myself a better person, a better personality. All of this is the ego struggle. It's the ego struggle attempting to keep the identity with the ego intact and strong so that you never really open the door to that light that's peeking underneath, beckoning you to say, you got to get out of the ego box. You got to get out of the ego mind. And the ego mind can never instruct you properly. Never instruct you properly or correctly about who you are. Because only your spirit presence, which is on the other side of that box, in a much bigger reality, can tell you who you are. And it doesn't even going to tell you, really. You're going to wake up by remembering and activating that level of your consciousness, because you are, your spirit is a consciousness. It's a spirit intelligence. That's what you ultimately are, a consciousness in a mind, which is the ego mind, in a physical body. Okay, so when you're identifying with this body in the ego mind, you're like two vehicles away, and you're identifying with vehicles and not the essence that's you. Oh my God! Don't you think that's powerful? Don't you think that's important? Don't you think you have every right and need to know more about that and to know it correctly without any missing pieces? Of course you do. All of this I understood at my desk like faster than snapping your fingers. It's just, I moved into my spirit self, which was gnosis. I didn't theorize, gee, am I really an infinite spirit? No, I recognized it. I loved it, to be honest with you. It was like, oh my God, moving out of that body was like moving out of a corset and girdle. I know men don't know what it's like wearing either of those, I don't think. But just imagine putting something highly constrictive upon you and making you not be able to be free. And when you take it off at the end of the day, all you can feel is, because it was pressing on you and pulling you in tightly to look a certain way and to shift all your inner organs and everything around. Man, you get that thing off and you love it. Okay. Will's reminding me, since I'm on his mic, because whatever's going on with mine, our guest call-in number is 619-789-4304. I'm going to say that a couple more times to give you time to write it down or to jot it on something so that you can call in. Because I'm here to help you explore answers to your questions, the questions that are beating your heart, that are there as the little niggling signs, and so we can have an intelligent conversation that if you're listening, you know you were drawn here for a reason. Make that call. Enlighten yourself. Take that opportunity. It's a key. It's a golden key for you in your personal hand. You deserve it, but only you can act upon it. So here's the number again. 619-789-4304. Again, 619-789-4304. That's the number for you to call in and ask your questions. Speak about what's on your mind and get some freedom. It's a Christmas time. Give yourself the gift of Christmas. And if we look at the word Christmas, it's really the word Christ and Mass. And if we take that apart for its more hidden meaning, because it does kind of have a hidden meaning in it, is that spirit I told you about when I died, that we all are, that's breathing our breath, that's part of the divine, that's an aspect of the Creator, that is actually your Christos spirit. Christos. And it's Christos because we're all one with the Creator, God, like a diamond. The diamond itself is God, the Creator. And each one of us is a facet, a Christos, a sparkling aspect of light and love that is the Creator, a Christos spirit. But that Christos spirit is being muted and trapped behind your ego mind and your physical body, because you have not been taught the dynamics of how to get that part back online. You see, right now, let's just say your body mind is a car you're driving. Well, your body mind is being driven by your ego and your body. For most people, the body's at the wheel or the ego's at the wheel, or both of them are at the wheel back and forth, and you're somewhere in the back seat, maybe even in the trunk, with very little to say, just being driven along by those aspects which are vehicle needs. But your spirit need, who you really are, has a need to be behind that wheel. The ego needs to be in the back seat, the ego mind. Your body mind needs to be in the back seat, because they're just vehicles. And you, making decisions in present time, need to be in the front seat, sitting next to your higher self, but your higher self has the wheel. Why? Because that's the eternal you. That way, you are living moment to moment, with divine guidance, your higher self, your higher power, your Christos spirit, the who you are that wants to come home, wants to be free, no longer wants suffering, no longer wants pain. There is no brownie points in the eternal universe for pain. You want to transmute it back to no pain, which is happiness, which is freedom. So again, I'm going to give the call-in number. Got your pen and pencil ready? 619-789-4304. 619-789-4304. So get on that phone. Give us a call. And we also have a chat room, but I'm not sure if Will's manning it today. Anyhow, I can't talk and man the chat room at the same time. I just don't have that kind of skill. Not with this body mind. Anyhow, back to the idea of Christmas. So Christos spirit, which is who you are, is encoded in the word Christ. And Mass is basically our daily way of having a ritual. Well, religions have set that up, that we're not in touch with our Christos spirit as a person having relationship, but we're set up as a person worshiping a divine, which we're not quite worthy of. We want to make ourselves worthy. So this whole Christ Mass is a bit of a perversion, but encoded behind it is the God truth that you're a Christos spirit, and it's time to this is the perfect time to celebrate the birth of who I am, the birth of your coming back to that awareness and opening the door. Oh my God, open the door this Christmas and give yourself the gift of light and love. Self-gnosis is the perfect way to do that. And it's perfect only because it's reorganizing and adding the information that has always been here on the planet, but it's been stripped of its garbage. It's been stripped of its oddities that religions have put in, because the ego mind had to fill in the blanks. Remember, mind has to make information up and theorize. Your Christos spirit, your presence, your God self is knowing. And you need to wake up and heal your consciousness amnesia. So spirit rehab and renaissance or resurrection is the real path home. Everything else is a trap. It's a ritualized way to make you feel good and make you think something's going on and that somehow this is what God needs and wants. But really, I've died. I already know this is not the way. It's a trap. It's a way to stay in the mind, which means you have to come back again to wake up to that same idea. And waking up is not good enough. Just because I wake up, is my life engaged? Does that get me to work? Does that pay the bills in life? No. Waking up means I kind of now got to get my motivation going and moving, make some decisions, and get the ball rolling for the day, right? Well, in spirituality, to come to that awareness of bringing your spirit into actuality instead of spiritual life, which you just have your spirit on a ritual wheel, ritual activities of some sort. You've got to first wake up that that's what's going on. Then you got to say, I need better answers to my questions. Voila, here you are on a show and you can get some great answers. Okay, the number again, 619-789-4304. So this is that beautiful time of the year in which you're listening to a show here that's giving you the gift of all lifetimes, truth, eternal truth, a door to open eternal truth. So to help people, because it's a new paradigm and it needs to be something you think about in your heart, not believe. I'm not asking you to have one belief. Do not believe. Stop this believing stuff. You can trade it off slowly, but consider yourself as taking steps where you're going to slowly trade beliefs for gnosis, beliefs for gnosis. But you can only do that if you're in touch with true gnosis. Otherwise, you're still in the trap, just using different labels for things. So you got to understand what all this stuff is. Well, in this half-hour show, I can only invite you to know where you could go and get a wonderful feast that you can read and work with for yourself and contemplate in your quiet moments in your heart of hearts, because that's where it all has to start. You have to ignite, oh my God, here's something that makes sense and it's filling in the blanks. And for the first time, you're going to get your eyes on a jigsaw puzzle that will show you first the picture on the jigsaw puzzle box. Because that's another problem, isn't it? If you can't see the picture that you're assembling, much harder. And this whole blind faith and life has got all, God's a big mystery, is basically saying we're putting your puzzle together without the actual big picture. Well, I say that sucks. I would hope you would say the same thing. It sucks. So let's get you the big picture. There's several ways in which you can do it. If you go to Amazon, it'd be the easiest way, but I want you to know you can go to Barnes & Noble, your favorite bookstore, whatever, online. You can go to your library, and you can request several different books because they are all being written from somebody who actually is remembering this information from their spirit itself, and it's free, and it's beautiful. And I'm here to tell you, I could leave tomorrow and go home, but I don't want to take what I've discovered over when I know this is what I was searching for so many lifetimes. And I know many of you out there are searching for the same answer, because as a facet of that diamond, we're all unity of oneness. I get it. I sense it. I feel it. I know we're one. And I know we're attracted to each other because you're ready to follow that light. You just need a little bit of knowing that you're not going to go jumping off a cliff when you open the door. So here's what you will be, a way to open the door safely and explore. There's a book on Amazon called Preface to Your Eternity. Unearth Your Sacred Knowing. It's a beautiful book with a green galaxy coming forward as the shore, and you'll see this beautiful sprout. It's strong and healthy, representing the new truth you're going to be giving birth to. That's your Christo Spirit Christmas birthday. What a wonderful gift for yourself, the truth. Now, it's a 500-page book, and it's meant to be, it's the beginning Bible. It's a rival to the current Bible. Why? Because it's updated with current information and all the woolly blankets, all the not true things and theories stripped away. It's got a great dictionary in the back that defines what the words mean that I'm using when I'm talking so that we get on the same page quickly. There's a book called Tangle with the Divine. Oh, it's beautiful. It's much easier to carry around with you. And it's the cliff notes coming out of the Self-Gnosis Trilogy. Preface to Your Eternity is part of that trilogy. And Tangle with the Divine is just boiled down like cliff notes and gives you the whole bottom line. Might be the easiest book to start with because it'll explain each of the major components and give you the whole framework for the picture. And it's easier to carry around. It's a smaller book and it's in bigger print. And you can get both of those books at Amazon or at your favorite bookstore. I know they're on sale. There's a good $10 off on Preface to Your Journey. I know that. But I can't get Amazon to say the book's on sale. I don't know why. I'm tired of begging them. So I'm telling you. But when you go and you buy the books, you get it home, you're going to see when you turn it over, oh my God, this book was on sale. Oh my God, Tango with the Divine was on a great sale. I want to make it easy for you to get the truth as your Christmas present, the best present ever, the truth for you. To read in the quiet of your heart at a time that's important to you. If you read this before to calm yourself down at night, you'll take these thoughts over into your sleep where your presence will be able to talk to you about it and comfort you. And slowly you'll begin to recognize, oh my God, this makes so much sense. Read them slowly. You read a sentence and you go, whoa, stop for a moment and think that sentence over. Don't go on. It's not the kind of book you just want to race through. It's irrelevant. Read something. Take it in. Say, what does that mean? Oh, that means this. Then go to the next sentence. Finish. Read the book this way with thought. Lots of thought. Put your heart and soul into the book, and it will feed you a feast. And you'll know that you'll want to get in touch to learn more about self-gnosis. You'll start with your inquiry. Inquiry is where the best Christmas present you can give yourself, exploring this truth. And then what's beautiful about this isn't just information about the truth and giving you the picture. Self-gnosis spirit, R&R, rehab and renaissance, is actually will teach you how to do it so that you can set yourself free. So that when you die, you get to move into your eternity. And if, when you pursue and you choose to pursue this far enough, you come into your own gnosis. You come into fully bringing your presence in present time. Your higher self will be driving. You'll be sitting next to it. Your ego mind and physical body will be in the back seat. And you'll be cruising through life doing the very best you could possibly do from your higher self presence, your God presence. Could you possibly be a better mom than one that is coming from your God presence? A better teacher than one coming from your God presence? A better street cleaner? A better neighbor or friend than you could be coming from your presence, not having ego interference? Oh, we all know the truth to that. You are worthy of this kind of thing. Make this your very, 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 very best Christmas ever. Give yourself the books of truth and begin coming off the journey in life and enter into living your purpose as who you are always meant to be, one with the Creator. Merry, merry, merry and wonderful Christmas, filled with light and love and truth. May your eyes be tuned in to the truth around you, to the beauty around you, to the love around you, to the wonder around you, so that your life becomes wonderful because you're seeing the wonder. And I tell you, it will trigger without you even trying this momentum of gratitude, but not just mindless, superficial thinking, but a gratitude that will just keep welling from your heart, enlightening and brightening your day and the days of those around you. Till next week on the Edge of Truth.